We are on Daf, Ayin Aleph, Amid Aleph. Omar Amar is around 15 lines from the bottom. We have a Baraisa, Omar Amar, Ein Bein Isha, Veger, Kainin, Eved, Ivri. Neymar, the like Rab Mishimim Gamliel, the Sanya, we learned a Baraisa, Isha, Kaina, Esa, Shvoche, Isbeina, Kaina, Esa, Abode. And an Isha cannot be Kaina, Abodim, and that's good for Al-Pshat, Al-Tshah, Shemet, Iskalko, Shemet, Isyache. Rab Mishimim Gamliel, Leymar, Ab Kaina, Esa, Abodim. She can't be Kaina, Abodim. So it seems that Baraisa is chaylik on Rab Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara answers, "Time Rab Shimon Gamliel b'loy kasha. Kan be'eved ivri, kan be'eved knayni. Matters which eved we're speaking about. Eved ivri sniyelo. An eved ivri, if it be miskalkal with the Isha, so he won't be mefarsamit. So since he won't be mefarsamit, so then there's a chash that he might be mekalkul with her, and no one will know about it. Eveknani poritz lo, but Eveknani, he'll be mefarsamit, so that gufa that she realizes that if she'll be niskalkal with the Sevek Nani, the world will know about it, that Gufa is the Shmira, that she won't be niskalkal. What does Rashi say? Tzniyalo, Mursak Tzonua Hu Be'eineho. He's Mursak Tzonua. Shim Yekalkalo Yachat, Lo Yispoer Legale Sadov, he won't be Mepharsamit. Ilkach also l'knaiso, so she's not permitted to purchase an Eved Ivri, because it's a chash kilko. But an Eved Knani poritz lo, v'yireyo hi lahavkir lo yis atzmo, so she's afraid, because everyone will find out about it. So therefore, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, so therefore she's permitted to buy an Eved Knani. Elohode Tony Rabbi Yosef, so it comes out something that will be nisparsam, that Gufe is a shmire, that it won't occur. Elohode Tony Rabbi Yosef, Amarta Loisar Bikalba. And Almone, Shnapi Megadol Akele, Loisishri Bar Beirav Bushpiza. The Talmud Chacham should not live together b'shpiza nachsanya shalom. So b'shloim ebar b'irav tzniyelo. So that's very good, because there is a chash kilkul, and the kilkul will not be nisparsim. So therefore, that's an asoyin which has to be avoided. So therefore, bar b'irav leisishrei. But Kalbo, given the Misrechbo, Na'akelev has a Trunem, that if a Kelev was Reveya Eishem, so he chases a Keseder, he's a Reveya. So Memele, Mirtiso, so she'll be afraid to become a nirbas from the caliph, because that's all one time to give into the caliph. So he'll be nigra basra, and fakel, so she won't want this. So why is it also to be megadol caliph? Omri, so the Gemara answers, kiven dechi shadye le unse, Misrach Basra, that means a kelev chases someone for more reasons than one. If she threw him a piece of meat, they'll also remember that, and they'll chase her again for another piece of meat. Amriyin Shemishimun said the Shadjila Udemasri, so Mamela, she's not scared to become Nirbas. What will people say? People see that the kelev is chasing Kakyaseida, so there'll be Taila that the Sib is because of another Eifan Akiru, that she threw him a piece of meat. That's why Abar Beirav is, she's batuach, he won't be mefarsim. Given the mitzvah sorich mirtzitzisa liyais nirbas loy. So, she knows that if she'll be nirbas loy, he'll be mitzvah sorich abasro. So that was the Gemara's kashas. The Gemara answers that she'll be, people will be tailored that for different sibir, is Mishnah Basra. Lalei Sarbi Kalbe, Zertais Mis Mishum Lezus Spasayim Ba'alme, Vishahilach Acher. So people will speak that why is Hilach Acher? Shlei Nechshedu Yisrael Al Hazocho Ba'al Ba'ima. The gam ain also is yachay, so the whole time it's all lezus svasayim. So the chedushim aritatz explains as a machlekes Rashi and Taisvus. Rashi says pshat leisegadol kele shema tekal kolimay. So Rashi seems it's an emes of shash. Taisvus says there's no shash. So next is the Yisrael ala behemet. Now it's a yichud, so the whole thing is out lezus svosai. So he says, according to Rashi, so the Gemara, again, see the Gemara, Amarte leisar bikarbe, so the Gemara says, "Kiven de Mitzrich bo Mirtisa." So Memele. So what is it to be afraid of? She won't be Mekalko. Like we said, she won't be Mekalko from Nebuchadnezzar. Going up, she's Gamliel. Amri kiven de Chishad yaleyumtze Mitzrich Pascha. Amri inchi mishamunze de Chishadli de Mitzrich. So she's not afraid. She says that people will be toiled, that she's not afraid because people can be toiled, that is because Shadyalei Unze. According to Taisvis, so the time is Alphazus Sfosayim. So the Gemara is, it says, why is there a lezus? So the Gemara says, how can there be a lezus for Sayim? Given the misrach bo mirtisa. So how could people speak about it? She will become this gala. Omri, given the chishad yalei umtze. No, so people say, she's not scared. Because there could be another reason why his misrach abasra, and he says b'emesin the loshna gemara is mashma like Taisvis omri. It means they'll say omri inchi. Patishev said omra, and omri they'll say that there'll be a lezus for saim. Why be a lezus for saim? because people know she's not afraid because it could always be a tliya why he's misrach habasra because of shadyalei yomtze. Okay, that's this gemara. Now, the gemara, we started off that Rabbi Yomer, there's a problem in Psukim. Gertoyshev Omer l'niribis mayi. But there's a problem by Gertoyshev that says by ribis. Tachsiv, v'chiyomoch achich omoto yoda yimoch. V'chzakta boy, ger v'soyshev v'cha yimoch. Atikach mi'ito y'neshech v'sarbis, v'yireisem alikecho v'chay achich yimoch. So, the beginning of the Pasuk is speaking about a Ger Toshav. And then the Pasuk says you should not learn to Beribis. So it seems that there's an Issa Ribis by a Ger Toshav. A Ramini, loving Mehen, Umalvin, Oysan Beribis, the Mishnah says that you're allowed to borrow and lend Ribis to a Goy. So that was the kasha of Rebbe. This is the pasuk. It would seem that there's an issur ribis by Ger Toshav, but the Mishnah says that there's no issur ribis. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Miksiv Al Tikach Meitom Meitoksiv Mi Yisrael. So that means the pasuk is speaking about two different inyanim. The beginning of the Pasuk is speaking about Chiyomo Chachicha Vachzakta Boy, the Inyan of Tzedokah, Tzager Besoyshav, Vachayimo, Tzabai Ger Toshav, there's also an Inyan Vachzakta Boy. Then Altikach Meitoy, who's Alosh and Yochid, is only speaking about a Yid, not by Ger Toshav. Zekrashi, Ger Toshav Shkibal Olov Shalai Lavi Davidis Kechov Vayichu Nevelis Atiga Mitexi Vachicha Koi Vachicsi Ger Toshav Linye Vachayim Ochsiv Shat Metzuvah Lach Yais. Now we're going to start a new sugya. Tana Rabbonon Atiga Mitai Meshech v'tarbis. Person should not take meshech v'tarbis from a Yiddish loive. About a nasa loy orev. But a person can become an orev for a Yiddish loive for alvo beribis. So Rashi, Arvay shaloive keneged a malve. That means the malve will only lend the money because he's an orev. And, so even though it's a halvo beribis, one is permitted to be an orev to be misabev the halvo. Rektigem orev, Orev Lama, who is the Malve over here that we're speaking about that a person can come on Orev for a Malve that's landing Beribis? Ilayma Orev Li Yisrael, if the Yid is a Malve, and the Malve is only lending the money because Beribis, because he's an Orev. Tona Elo Ephraim Beloisase, Amalve, Valoiva, Horeva Ede. That means Oiva the Lavalis is Simon Olov Meshach. That means the whole Alvo, the Ribis, came about through all these Mishtatvim. So how can you say the Malve Zayid? So how can it be permissible to become an Orev for a Yiddish and Malva that's learning Beribis? Ella Lenochi, not speaking about the Malva Zagoy, So the Malva is allowed to take ribis from the Yid, but the Malva does not trust the Yid, will not make the halva, because he doesn't trust the loive, doesn't rely on the loive. So another Yid comes and is an orev on the chayv. Ela l'nochi. The Gemara, the Kiven, the Dine, the Nochi, the Ozel, Bosa, Arve, Iuniu, the Koshoko, Mine, Revis. Frag the Gemara, but since by a Goy, the meaning of Goyim is that when they lend money to a Loive, and the Halvo came about because of an Orev, they mon directly from the Orev. Is Iyu, Niyu, the Koshokol, Mine Rebise. So then it comes out that the Goy will mon the Choyv plus the Ribis from the Orev. And then the Orev will mon the Choyv and the Ribis from the Yid. So it comes out that the Orev is taking ribis from the Yid. Now let us see Rashi, and then we'll start explaining this. Vokiven the Nochi Boso Arva Ozel Einoi Teiveya Elo Es HaOrev. That means he doesn't make a detour. Go to the Levi. No, the Levi is a captain. Doesn't have any money. That's why he wanted to lend them in the first place. So when he comes to pay up the chayv, he goes direct to the Orev. Who knew the shokel ribis? So the Orev is going to pay up the chayv, and then he's going to mon from the Levi the chayv with the ribis. Orev zeh. Let us see the lotion of the Rishash. It's the ki'ilu orev zeh, ki'ilu lovo mina nochi. It's equivalent like he borrowed from the goy. V'chozar v'hilva liYisrael, and then he lent this money to the Yid. So Mamele, so later when he's going to mon the ribis from the loive, so it's a ribis, it's keilu, he lent the loive the money, and he's getting back the halva beribis. Now, I'd like to say over a lotion, a little to understand this, I'd say over the lotion of the Kilas Shakev, the Stipler, and Kedushin Simen Yud, Beis Gimel, perhaps we'll understand this Rashi. There are different Mahalchim how to understand the Din of the Din Orev, but let us learn this Mahalach. Zar Ashbam and Baba Basra. Ushlichusa the Orev Ka'ovid Malve. The Shlichis of the Orev, that is what the Malve is doing, is Ki'ilu Ha'orev Ba'atzmoy Hilve. So, the Rashbam of Baba Basra says, we have to look when an Orev tells a Malve to lend money, and I'm guaranteeing the Chayv. So that what the Malva is lending the money, he's a shliach of the Orev. And it's Keilu, the Orev lent the Loive money. That's the Lashon of the Rashbam. Keilu Hilva Hu Leloive. Like the Orev lent the Loive. Kilolo Batsmail. Zuck the Stipler. Venire Bieradova. The Yisoy Chiev Ha'orev Hu, power and orev is mechuyif to pay. Amalve, humishum de nechshav, sheha orev hishtamish bekesav ze. The orev is using this money lahalvoisoy leloive, to lend it to the loive. Ma'acher shezehu ritzoinoi. This is the rotzen of the Yorib. Val pi devorov hu denoisein hamalve leloive. That means the Orif comes to the Malve. And he says, I want to ask you that you should take lend Reuven $100. Now the Malve is lending Reuven $100 because the Orif asked him to do it. So he says, the noisin amalve leloive, when, the noisin amalve leloive, havalei ki ilu, ha'orev mishtamish bimois elu, lesitam halvo leloive. That means, v'ze shayich davke, kshehu shluchay shel ha'orev. That means, he comes over to the Malve, and he says, I want $100 to lend to the Loive. So by him taking these $100 and lending it to the Loive, so the Orev is using, that is, the Orev doesn't want the money for himself. He wants that the Malve's money should go to the Loive. Does Royim, oh no, this is the Lashon of the Stipler, Sha'orev hishtamish boy, that means he used this $100. The mali hishtamish boy ba'atzmoy mehem, shen hishtamish boy ayidei shluchay ba'isidvora. What is the difference? What's the difference if I use the money, or if that is what I want to be done to the money, that the money should go to the loivim? So that's called, I use the money. You're giving the loive the money, bish lichusi. Vezeu chidishtin orev, shemischayev orev, that an orev, shemischayev avur sho'oise, vahamomoim ritzoinoi al yedei habayim. That means through the Malve, through the Bala Mois, I'm getting what I want to be done with the money. I want this $100 bill should go to the Loive. So Memele, that's called, I derived a benefit and a usage from the money by that you're giving it to the Loive, because that's what I want. So this Shimush, this benefit, this usage, we consider that it's Kilo the Orev got it. He got what he wanted. That's, I want to use $100. I want to use your $100 you should give to the Loive, and that is being done Bishli Chusi because I want it to be done. So it's Kilo, the Orev got the money and lent it to the Loive because that's exactly what's happening over here. That's what the Orev wants. The Orev wants that the Loive should get the money. So he should become a Loive on the money. And he's telling the Baal HaMois, you should do this for me because I'm asking you to do it. So it's cool that he's deriving benefit from the Malva's money because the Malva is doing what he told them to do. There's a Sforan Rishonim, according to this Malach, if an Isha will say, Zroik Mon Eliyom, or 10 Kikr Lekela, it'll also be the same thing, because I want, you should give the Kikr, I don't want to eat it, I'm allergic to wheat, I want you to give it to my Kela. So that's how she is deriving benefit from the kikah, that you're giving it bishlichuscha. V'yotois the stipla, which is very much negeya our sugya, the inyan hashliches, but this shliches that he's doing it for me, einay midin shluchay shal adam kemayse. This is nothing to do with the parsha of shliches. So it brings a raya from our gemara. Nagam be Yisrael ha'orev lenochri. If a Yisrael is an orev for a goy, and the goy is giving the money for me to the loyve, chayev midin orev. And if we say that it's totally in the gidrei shlichos, so in shlichos lenochri, so why should he be chayev? Avol mikol mokim, see, it's nothing to do with the parsha of shluchei shalodem kamaisa. Avol mikol mokim bepoyo shlichusei kovit, but his rotzen is neskayim. Leitzoch letin shluchei shalodem. Dechol eichet da ovid l'shem shlichusei shalodem mischayim. So that is pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is by a goy. By every goy, the orev is an orev kablan. That means ke'ilu, that is the lumdus of an orev kablan. Let us just explain, there's another type of an orev. There's another type of an orev that not an orev kablan. Not an orev kablan means that the malve, first, the orev is only guaranteeing, tell you to lend money to Yana. And if you won't pay, I'll pay. So he's guaranteeing the chayiv. That is not an orev kablan. That orev, so pshat is that orev, pshat is that you're, I'm asking you to lend money to the loyve. And I'm guaranteeing if you won't pay you up, I'll pay you up. So memele, so there he cannot come first to the orev and ask him to pay up. I guarantee if he won't pay up, you first have to go to him. So, by a stam orev, not by an orev kablin, so there's no shayla bribis. So let's understand what happened. By a stam orev, he lent him $100, and he said in 6 months you have to pay me back $120. Fine. He comes in 6 months, he comes to the loive, the guy comes to the loive. With $120. Ain't it? Right? So now he comes to the Orev. The Orev is guaranteed the Chayv. So the Orev gives him $120. He paid up the Chayv guarantee. Now the Orev comes to the Loive and he says, listen, I laid out $120 for you. You owe me $120. In such a case, there's no ribbis whatsoever. No ribbis whatsoever. He lent you $100 and you were mischayev to a ribbis of $20 every 6 months. I guaranteed the chayv. You didn't pay up the chayv and the ribbis. I paid it up for you. Now you owe me $120 because I laid $120 for you. That is no ribbis whatsoever. But the Gemara says by a goy, the goyim have a different seder. By them they demand directly from the orev. So if you're moneying directly from the orev, so that means there's such a musig that if I command, we consider it like I lent you the money. If I command directly from you, it's not only that you're guaranteeing if he won't pay. No, if by a goy they command directly from the olam, it's considered by goyim like you used the money. You told me to lend him the money, so just like you got this money, you derive benefit of this money through that, and I listen to you. So you're my loyve. I can mend directly from you. So the minute we consider that the orev is the loyve of the malve, so memele, and if he can mend direct from the orev, so memele, so it's considered like he lent the $100 was lent to this yid, And now this, so he's the, and then the Leiva got it. It's like the Orev got it and lent it to the guy. So now, to the Leiva, I mean. So now the Leiva, which will pay ribbis to the Orev, that's a Issa ribbis. That's a ribbis to Raisa. So that is the Gemara's kasha. How could you say that a Yid can be an Orev or a Goyish Malvin? The Kiv and the Dine Din Nochi, the Ozel Bosa Arve, Ioniu the Koshoko Mine Rebise, so he's taking, the Orev is taking Ribis from the Yiddish Aloivim. Omar of Sheishes, Shekibol Olov Lodoin Bedine Yisrael. Was Mekabol Lodain Bedina Yisrael. So Bedina Yisrael means that Bedina Yisrael, Gemara held that he was Mekabel on himself. That that would it's mutter if the goyish malve was mekabel on himself ki ilu kol dine Yisrael ki ilu he's a yid and the life is a yid and dine Yisrael is that the man from the life tchila. So that's the story. The story that it says that one can be an orev for a goy. As we're speaking about, if the guy was mekabel on himself, Dine Yisrael. So Memele, so he will not mon from the Orev Tchila, or mon from the Leiva Tchila. That's the story. And in such a case, one can be an Orev for a guy Shemal. Mari kibel olav lodein bedine Yisrael ribis nami leilishko. He was mekabel on himself. You're making an akimtet. He wants to. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshish kibel olav lozu v'le kibel olav lozu. That means, this is also dine Yisrael. No. I'm a guy. A guy's allowed to take ribis from a yid. That's also dine Yisrael. In the Seder, how to be goyve, so in Dine Yisrael, every malve, a malve, if he wasn't mekabel to be an orev kabel, he was not an orev kabel. So that was mekabel, I'm a goy, but I'm mekabel in Dine Avo, you're mekabel, your Seder agvi is, and you goyve first from the life, I'll do the same thing. But not is like I'm a yi, I'll goy a mekabel. I'm a mekabel this Seder of Gviya, first month from the Loive. But Ribis, okay, but that's the din. The din, midini Yisrael, God is allowed to take. So that's good with Dine Yisrael. Now I'm allowed to take Ribis. So that's good with Dine Yisrael. So that, but it wasn't mekabel that Kilo I'm a Yid. I just, as a mekabel, I, Alzgoy was a mekabel, Dine Yisrael, the Oifen Agviya. Lo dein bedine Yisrael yitzva min haloi v'tchile. He was mekabel on himself that will first be given from the loive. Ech shela yimtza etzla yigva min hor. V'hashta ina orev lova v'tchile. If he cannot go to the orev, so he's not called a loive. No, it's called that the loive is the loive. And he's only guaranteeing if the loive won't pay up, he'll pay up the guy. He'll kach kipor l'nochi. So Lemaisa, when he pays the goy, he shatu the oisve lechabre. So now he's laying out $120 for the yid. Now it's like he's lending the yid $120. I'm laying out $120 for you. Oh my, the maisim leishokel minay. So whatever he laid out for him, that's what he's going to get back. So he laid out $120. He'll get back $120. Zogt Gemara weit. Malve Yisroel Mo'isov Shel Nochi midas anochi. Now let us see the Loshna Mishnah. Which is very unclear. Malve Yisroel Mo'oisov Shalakum. A Yid can lend the money of a goy, midas ha'akum, avoloi midas Yisrael. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. Malve Yisroel Mo'oisov Shalakum, midas ha'akum. Tana Rabba. Malve Yisroel Mo'oisov Shalakum, midas ha'akum, avoloi midas Yisrael. Ketzah. Yisroel shalava mois min anochi beribis. A Yid borrowed money from a goy beribis. He borrowed money, that means he borrowed, let's say, $100. Every week he has to pay $10. He borrowed it for 5 weeks, so it was now $150. Ubikish lachsiram loy. So now he has $150 in his wallet, and he's up now to pay the guy, so give him the $100, guy na chayiv, $50 for the rebbes. So far, so good. Matzoi Yisroel Acher, now another Yid sees him. Ba'om aloi tinomli, listen, when the guy made the halvor, the guy didn't specify when he has to pay up. The guy just said, every week you have to give me $10. You have to give me $10 ribbis. Now, this Yid, the second Yid, was pegeya with his first Yid. He meets him. He says, you have $100. Listen, lend me the $100. And I'll pay up every week. I'll pay up $10. I'll pay up the guy. And I'll pay up $10. Each week I have the money, I'll pay it up. I'll give you the $10 of this. No, look, I'll pay up in another 5 weeks. I'll give the guy $150. You want $50, give him $150. Also, now let's see what Rashi says. Said Rashi, also, the who knew the kamois of labor. Now you have to understand like this. He met the guy. He met the Yid. The guy is unaware of anything. The guy lent the Yid money. He just tells them, every week, you don't pay that, you have to give me $10. So who's, this money, this $100 belongs to the Yid. This $100 belongs to the Yid. Now, he's lending him, the Yid is lending the second Yid $100. He's going to pay $10 a week. He says, look, you pay to the guy, you'll pay to me, it's irrelevant. That means, but it's still my money, and you're paying ribbis on my money. You're paying it for me to the guy. I mean, I owe the guy also $10 this week because I didn't pay it up. So you're paying up my ribbis. Fine. I lent you my money and I'm still a loiver from the guy. I owe him the ribbis. So the money I gave you, I'm lending you my money, you're going to pay up the ribbis. So this is awesome. This is awesome. I mean, this is a very shchiach dike halacha. If Reuven has a credit card and Shimon wants to borrow the credit card, he says, listen, I'll pay the interest. Let me use the credit card. It's Rachman and it's long. So what is the Emes Pshat over here? Later, after he doesn't pay up, Shimon doesn't pay up the interest. The credit card company doesn't know from the Shimon, the basin from Gornish. They come to Reuven. Your credit card was used. It's called, we lent you $100. Your mechuyev ribis, $10 a week, whatever it is. So memela, so he's the loiver. He's the owner of the credit card is the loiver. He's chayiv in the ribis. Now he said someone else should pay the ribis. So then he became a loiver from him and he's paying up the ribis. So this is awesome. This is also, that means if the guy knows nothing about it, so this whole transaction is a transaction between
one yid and another yid. It's my money, milvalei tzoni. The guy's like, I got it from the guy. Now it's my money, I'm lending you the money, and you should pay ribbis each week. So that's also. Vim himidai eitzel nochi muta. But what is himidai eitzel nochi muta? Let's see what Rashi says. Vim himidai eitzel nochi. Oh, here's a maisa like this. This yid, the first yid, the leiva, comes to the second yid. Listen. I'm finished with this guy. Let's go now to the guy and let's tell the guy. Well, let's see what the guy wants. I mean, so they come to the guy. They tell the guy the whole story. That the first labor tells the guy, listen, here's $100. It's $50 I owe you. Now this yid wants to borrow $100 or to pay $10 of it. He tells him the whole story. Now, what happened? The midoy eitzel nochi. And the guy listens. The guy says, fine. Give him $100, lend him the job, and he'll pay $10 a week. So this was done midaitoy the nochi. Vimidoy eitzel nochi. Afal pi she Yisrael noisnoi lechaveiroi b'mitzvahs anochi. That means the goy never got back his $100. The yid never paid him up $100. The goy tells him, lend him $100. You don't say, the goy is not can't for money, give me the money. No. You want to take $100 and lend him. So now the yid is lending his $100. He didn't pay up yet. Let's understand what's happening over here. He's lending his $100 to the leiva. B'mitzvas anochi. Muta nishluchayu, because he is his shliach. Now, I'd like to mention, before we go further, Rab Chaim in Hilchis Malva V'Loivim, Perikei Halachi Gimel, Rab Chaim says like this, but this L'Chaim will understand the whole subject. Bemidoi eitzel hamalve horishen. I mean, this case, there's a malve horishen, a leiva horishen, and a leiva shen. So that's what we're talking about. You can have different cases in the Gemara. Bemidoi eitzel hamalve horishen. Chal olov. And the malve horishen. Din malve legabe haloiva hasheni. So the malve horishain becomes a malve to the leivishaini, even though he didn't give him his money. The money that was given was the leivish money. The leivish gave his money bishliches the malve horishain. He said, go give it to him, lend it to him. Midin evet knat. Now there's a parsha of Eved Knani, there's a sugi in Kedushin, Midin Eved Knani. But the din Eved Knani is as follows. The din Eved Knani is that if, just like by Eved Knani, you have that a person goes to an Odin and he lays out money, he gives his money for the Eved Knani to be paid at Eved Knani. To be paid the Levit. The Levit doesn't have any money. So a strange person comes and gives money to the Odin that through this the Abiknani should be nigger. So the din is, this helps for the, so the strange person's money and this pidyon helps for the Abiknani. Ki'ilu, he gave his money and he becomes nigger through that money. That is din Eved Knani. Zot Rab Chaim. Zot Rab Chaim Azal. The Aval Gav, now let's go back to our case over here. That we have over here, a Malva Rishain, a Leiva Rishain, and a Leiva Shain. The Leiva Shain, he came over to the Leiva Rishain, says, lend me the $100, I'll pay the ribbons, lend me the $100. And the Leiva Rishain says, let's go to my Malva, and let's ask my Malva what he wants to do. And the Malva tells the Leiva Rishain, lend him the money. Zot Rab Chaim, midin eviknani, af al gav, the leizoche, haloiva harishain ma'oisov avuroi, that means the leiva was never mizake his money to the Malva. The Malva was never kind of the money. The money belongs to the Leiva Rishain. Aber kiven shenoisen lahasheni, since he's giving to the sheni, sheyischayev laharishin, that means I'm lending you this money that you should become a loiva to the malvarishin. That's what he told me to do. I should take my money and lend it to you, and through this you should become his loiva. She is chayvalishin. Shape cholo din ebeknani lashvuye horishain malve lahashaini. That means me din ebeknani, a person with his own money can make a transaction for someone else, and that's me din ebeknani. So the Leiva Rishain is taking his money and giving it to the Leiva Shaini. He says, I'm lending it to you for the Midin eviknani shayach al halvo rak l'risha. So we consider the halvo came about through the rishon, because the rishon told them, lay out your money for me that I should become a malva to the shein. Zot Rab Chai, v'kivin di yisod din eviknani nemar Be'etzem nesines hamoiz. The din of Eviknani was said by the giving of the money. The nesinosoi shel zeh nechsheves avul chaveroi. That means I can give for you in kain. Nochi de'imit midin shliches uschiye memele lesa gam bedin Eviknani. Zot Rab Chaim. Here, since I'm giving it for you, and in the parsha of shliches, there's a din ein shliches l'goy, so there's no din eviknani even. Zot Rab Chaim, unehei de din eviknani einoi din shliches eschiyegmo. This is not the parsha of shliches. The parsha of shliches is, let's say that Reuven gives Shimon money, buy this chayfetz from Levi. So there the money is Reuven's money. The Maisa Kinyan is Alta Dinav Shlicha. Shlicha Shlodim to Maisa. Like you're making a Maisa Kinyan for me, but it's my money. The Din Eviknani is a Din Mechudish. That Shimon's money can help for Reuven. Unahei the Din Eviknani Einoi Din Shlicha Seschiya Gmure. It's a new parsha. It's a parsha of Eviknani. Mikol mokim nire, the kimen the iker dinoi, but the halach of Eviknani is, shetehei nesine schaveiroi chashuve nesine avuroi, but lamaise, the halach of Eviknani is, that Shimon's Nesine with Shimon's money helps for Reuven, who make halois dine shlichas. This is also a shlichas de kedin. V'chol shahu la'ba shlichas, la'ba din eviknayni v'nismayit no. So now we're going to see, the Gemara, the Dvar Rashi just said pshat in this halacha, that it's good, because he gave it b'shlichusoy. But later in the sugya, we're going to see the Gemara's going to ask a kasha and shlichus lakum. So now with Rav Chaim, we're going to understand the Gemara. That means Be'etzem, we're talking the transaction. We're speaking about such a case. Now let's go back directly to our Gemara. Ayid, Reuben borrowed money from a goy. And now Shimon comes over to Reuben and says, lend me the money. And Reuben says, listen, I'm going to the goy. Whatever the goy says, that's what I'm going to do. He comes back to the goy. And the goy says, take this money that you have, you want to pay me up. Don't pay me up. Take this money, which is your money. You didn't pay me up. Take this money and lend it to Shimon. Lend the money to Shimon. So midin eviknani, we consider, since Reuben is giving his money for the goy, so without the chasorn of en shlichus la'akum, which Shimon is going to speak about later, without the chasorn of en shlichus la'akum, so we consider that since the money was given for the goy, that the goy should become a malva to Shimon, the goy becomes a malva to Shimon. The guy becomes a malva to Shimon. Was given for that person bishlichusoi. Was given bishlichusoi. So memele Shimon is now a loiva to the guy. Shimon pays ribbit to the guy. So there's no problem whatsoever. And these are these two alochis. If it wasn't hangmidoi, he lent him the money beloi dasakum. So it's his money. So he's lending his money, Reuben is lending his money to Shimon, and Shimon's going to pay ribbis. It's irrelevant to be paid for him to the guy, but Lamaise, he's his loiva, he's paying ribbis on the schoy, and Memel, that then there's an Issa ribbis. That's beloy dasak. But if he midu eitzalakum, so then it's considered that, and the guy told him, lend it to him. It's midasakum. So it's considered that the Goy became now a malve to Shimon through Reuben's money. That means that Reuben never paid him up yet. But Reuben is giving his money to Shimon that he, with this money, the guy wants to become a malve to Shimon with this money. And if there would be a din of shliches, that we're not speaking about this problem. So therefore, the goy becomes a malva to Shimon, and therefore it's mutter for Shimon to pay ribbis. And that's the lashon of Rashi. V'mimidei eitzel nochi, af al pi she Yisroel noisnoi lechaveri, the Yid is giving his money lechaveri, b'mitzvah sanochi, but the goy told him to do it, is the mitzvah sanochi, mutar de shluchayu, I'm your shliya. So it's considered that it's your halvo, not my halvo. Okay, you told me to do it. So it's called, I'm giving my money for you. So memele, so you call the malva and it's mutar. That is the first thing. Now, so, that's the first thing again. Yisro shlov amoyis min anochi beribus, abit yisro amzirim, vitzo yisro lachav amoloi tzunom liva nelach kider shatam aloloi osa. If the Yisroel lent out his money without consulting with the goy, so if the Yisroel's money, the Yisroel's halbo, and the chiv ribus, since he's lending money beribus. Vimi midoi eitzo nochi mut. Fine. Now, let's go an opposite case. What is if a goy borrowed money from a yid? Now, the yid was the malva to a goy. Beribis. So the goy borrowed $100 from a yid. Beribis. Uvikesh lahachziram loy. And he wanted to return it to the yid. He wants to pay up his goy. But so Yisrael lachav omar loy tinom liven el aloch kedach shatam aloloy mutam. So if the Yid went over to the guy and he told him, lend me the money and I'll pay up the ribbis. So here it's mutter, because it's the guy's money, and the guy is lending him the money, so it's a halvo from a guy and he's paying ribbis, and halvo sak. But if the guy says, I don't want to do anything, I want to go over to the my malva, whatever the malva says, I'll do. So he comes over to the Yiddish malva, tells the guy, go, lend him the money, fine. So here the guy is lending his money for the yid. So it's awesome. Because he's doing it b'shlichas hayid. Let's see what Rashi says. V'mimidai etzel Yisrael osa va'af al pi shekiblam zeh miyad nochi. Shimon got the money from a guy. He didn't get Yiddish money, he got Goyish Mishum de nachi shliach shel Yisrael, ushluchi shel adam kamais, but Lamais said the guy gave his money for the yid. So it's like the yid lent the money. The yid lent the money to the other yid bishops. So now let's just remain with Akash of the Gemara. Bishlaime, so the Gemara had a big problem. As Rab Chaim said, the whole din of Ebeknani, works midine de shlichas. That means if ain't shlichas lakim, there can't be a din of a knani. So the Gemara says, so bishloim is safer lechumra. The safer that it says, if the guy took the guy's money, nizamide yitzel Yisrael, it's also, so we say, midarabonu, we say, yesh shlichas lakim. So b'meila, so we consider midarabonu, kilu, the Yiddish Malve lent this money to the Yiddish Leive. L'chumul, we say, Yeshlichus Lako. Elo Reishe, but in the case of the Reishe, that the Yid borrowed from the Goyman. And now the Goy tells him, take this money and lend it to the second Yid. Alreishe kiven min atoyre de ein shlichus lenochi min atoyre. It's not considered like the goy is lending the money. Ein shlichus lenochi. Iyuniu de keshaku min erebise. So why is it mutam? So let's see what Rashi says. Vishlam is safe in the tonim and midates Israel also. The mashmish anochi is that. Toshim shluchay se Yisrael chumad rabbono ila meisa. Da da kaim on di shluch shonu kamoisa b'shaleich Yisrael shlich Yisrael nam. Da mitru megamrin bepel shayni di kdush natam gamat vlera b'shluchach matam bnei bris av shluchach bnei bris ala reish tchel mimidei tzor nochi muta given dei teire shlichas lenochi Yisrael Yisrael kiblom Uniyu de shokel ribes. But Mori asks, so why in the ratio is it mutter by Hemidoi Eitzel